Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
Can you feel it? Can you feel the energy and the excitement?
Yeah.
Because we got the band back together. Yes. We got a newly gentrified Heidi and Frank. They back from vacation.
Yeah.
And also hanging out with them, we got the homie Tone Capone from WCI in Chicago.
What's up?
And finally, after what may have been the longest diaper run in history, ladies and gentlemen, Portia Williams is back. TV miss you as well.
And I have got a little treat for them. Coco and Chanel made it through.
You can almost hear the sound of those shivs dropping. Now we're gonna catch up with you in a minute, but later.
Shut up, Gary.
The BET Awards went down last night, and we have a look at one of the most powerful speeches. Plus, why is Halsey's Rolling Stone cover being criticized? But first, Portia, we gotta say, not only do you look great,
thank you.
It's great to have you back, and you apparently had a.
I really did, y'all. I turned 38 years old.
Oh,
see, y'all thought I was gonna lie.
Yeah.
No, honey, I done been through some things, honey. I'm claiming 38.
Yeah. Well, Portia, happy birthday to you.
So, one way they get you would have a quiet night at the crib with PJ, but apparently not. Take a look.
We still tramping, we see.
Portia said in the studio, she's like, I ain't twerking no more. My twerking days are done. And deep in the back of my mind, I was like, liar.
Right. And that wasn't even a twerk. Like, I've been all the way over.
Well, in addition to all that festivities, we also have another reason to celebrate. We got a little baby PJ in the house.
Yes, we do.
PJ, what's up?
Oh, my goodness.
And this is the real baby. This ain't no stunt baby either.
Not a soap opera baby.
No, not a stunt baby.
My niece look cute,
yes,
wife, honey.
She's adorable.
Ooh, mama gonna fall.
Oh, yeah, we have to fall. That's child abuse.
So, I mean, how's everything been being a mom? Like, what kind of changes you had to make?
Being a mom is amazing. Like, I mean, it's the biggest blessing ever. I pray for little Pilar, and her spirit is just so sweet and peaceful. And she's just a little diva. Look at a little baby hair, y'all.
And she has not cried one time. She's been looking at us like, what's
up? Did you tell her what her mom did for her birthday? She might.
Yeah, not at all. And I would be putting her down early tonight, so she won't see this on Dish tonight.
Yeah. Well, we are glad to have you back. Also, yes. Coco and Chanel as well.
Yes.
And we're going to get this show cooking. Brad, what up?
Yo, so last night was the BET Awards out in Los Angeles, and the show was hosted by Regina Hall. Now, there were performances by Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Cardi B, and Lizzo. And Rihanna presented Mary J. Blige with the Lifetime Achievement Award, and Taraji P. Henson presented Tyler Perry with the Ultimate Icon Award. And Tyler gave a very inspiring speech, y'all. Take a look.
When I built my studio, I built it in a neighborhood that is one of the poorest black neighborhoods in Atlanta, so the young black kids can see that a black man did that and they can do it too. I was trying to help somebody cross. The studio was once a Confederate Army base, and I want you to hear this, which meant that there was Confederate soldiers on that base plotting and planning on how to keep 3.9 million Negroes enslaved. Now that land is owned by one Negro.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
My Lord.
Yes.
Man.
I feel like I just went to church.
Listen. Yeah, you did.
Was I supposed to catch the Holy Ghost last night? Because I was in there shouting, baby.
Me too.
It was so many types of emotions. It was spiritual.
It was.
It was empowering.
It was.
He could run for president.
It
be president
motivating.
And his own first lady.
Yes.
Another great moment, man, was Mary J. Blige. That was one of the coolest moments of the show. And everybody thought, I thought she was going to let people basically perform for her. And she got up and did like a whole mini concert.
Yes.
My favorite part, her and Method Man coming out, yes. All I Need, I'm Good.
My favorite part is when Lil' Kim came out in that burgundy, honey. Ooh. Whatever colors she put together, Misa probably styled her.
Yes.
She looked amazing with the red hair to match, and Mary didn't let us know anybody was coming out. She never even said, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Lil' Kim. You just looked up and Lil' Kim came out. I was so proud. Killed it.
Vegas, book it right now. Come on, let's do it,
she
man.
She do need a residency
she
for
She needs
real.
A residency right now.
Yes.
It was incredible.
Move over, Britney.
Move over, Celine Dion.
Oh, Celine Dion.
Yeah. No.
She can recoup some of that money she gave her husband.
Oh, there it is.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, everyone. Halsey's one of the hottest pop stars out right now, and she got to grace the cover of the Rolling Stone. Here she bought her mother 5 copies.
Oh,
it's what you do.
Yeah.
But she's getting some criticism because on the cover, well, she has hairy armpits.
Oh, okay.
They're not.
Well, but hair does grow there.
Right. Fuzzy.
Yeah, but
no, this just
fuzzy.
Looks like
they're
she.
Fuzzy.
This ain't nothing but a little afternoon after 5.
The 5 o'clock
men,
shadow.
5 o'clock shadow.
Now, a lot of fans expressed some disappointment
next day.
On the singer's social media. But Demi Lovato came to her rescue. Demi says that she's praising her friend for the natural look. She commented, there's so much yes about this picture. I don't know where to start with that hands emoji, like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But isn't she alternative? Does she have an alternative lifestyle?
Halsey, yes. She's bisexual.
Well, that's part man that she's short. So, I mean, that's
not part man.
That's not what bisexual means.
She's still a woman.
Some women can get away with having hair.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're this hot, you can get away with having hair.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, is she sending us a subliminal message because she got Brad on her wrist? Is she trying to say,
it's Brett's signature.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whoa. Now you lying. Yeah. Now you lying.
That's all
don't
cool.
do that. Don't
Brett,
do that.
Since
that's
all cool. of this.
No.
You like the hair that
I don't know. Halsey never met her. Uh-huh. No ma'am.
Well,
no hair.
Ain't
no
Halsey or Halsey. Like
everybody calls themselves a Brett sometimes.
No, not tattooed.
So which lady, not counting Gary, probably has the hairiest armpits in the room right now?
Definitely Heidi.
No, not
Heidi.
No.
Heidi doesn't have eyebrows.
He threw the bus at her.
Yeah.
I don't know why you excluded Gary, because he was actually going to represent for the women without hair. Right. All of us real women got hair.
Okay, bitch, because I don't have none.
Exactly. Gary ain't got nabbit bit of hair.
Gary has the smoothest armpits out of all you ladies.
And the smoothest ass.
Yes.
Pause.
All nice and butter cocoa.
All right, y'all, coming up after the break, we'll tell you what this airplane passenger did when the NFL star Cam Newton offered him $1,500. All that and more after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Firecracker. Now, you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was shut down, and not by a woman. So apparently Newton offered a passenger to switch seats aboard a 10-hour flight from Paris in exchange for $1,500. A free $1,500 and was turned down. Now, allegedly, Newton offered the cash for extra legroom, but I guess the passenger was on the same come up as Cam because he wasn't hearing it. Take a look.
With the phone like this.
Right, through the chair.
Oh, wow. That was a European man. He like, I don't need your money.
Right.
I'm going to sit here comfortably. You should have got your seat initially with your extra leg room.
And he
so you go back to the back.
That man probably was like insulted. First of all, don't offer me no money.
Don't offer me no money.
Because I've asked for free and they say no.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just something about those people in first class. Yeah. It's like, because they pay for that particular seat.
That
you have to sit right there.
This but let's just say you guys are traveling and somebody runs up on you and be like, yo, I'll give you $1,500 to switch seats with me.
Long same class. First class, I take it.
He gonna offer me $1,500 and I changed my whole damn flight.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, moving on. Dr. Phil is known for solving problems, but he can officially add snitch on his resume, too. Okay, just to take it back a notch, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas surprisingly got married last month in Vegas and decided a Vegas shotgun wedding wasn't enough. So they publicly declared that they would be having another wedding ceremony over the summer. And the wedding date was a mystery until Dr. Phil spilled the tea, y'all. So Sophie posted a photo of her kissing Joe in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, and Dr. Phil commented on the photo with, easy now, 1 week to go. Ha, see you at the wedding.
Oh, no.
Which would indicate that Sophie and Joe's wedding is taking place on Saturday, June 29th.
Yeah, well, I mean...
What?
He just commented. I mean, hey, if you didn't want nobody to talk about it, don't get the picture out there. Let people know you're doing something.
I mean, did he know that it was a secret?
Something tells me he didn't know, but something
me
tells
too.
Me he probably, like, ruins a lot of things for a lot of people just on accident, like, not even knowing.
But that's what old people do, though.
I just about
talk,
to say.
Honey.
I just about to say.
Old people just talk, honey.
He like an uncle who got Instagram.
Uncle
Phil.
He
gonna tell the sex of the baby, when the baby born, where
uncle
the baby,
Phil.
The wedding, where the honeymoon. He about to tell us what a honeymoon is.
Exactly. Right.
Like, damn. Well, it's time for...
Who Won the Weekend?
Well, guys, take a guess who I'm talking about. She's famous for gossiping about everybody else's business. She's the best woman in daytime talk TV, and she gets her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Shade. Oh, I mean fame. So, who do y'all think I'm talking about?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Wendy, honey.
Wendy
my
Williams.
Girl, Wendy Williams.
That's right, Wendy Williams. That's right, guys. The media mogul will join other stars such as Julia Roberts, Andy Cohen. I didn't know we had one. Kathy Lee Gifford, Octavia Spencer, and Spike Lee, and many, many more as a part of the class of 2020.
Okay.
Ooh, yes.
Congratulations. She deserves it.
She's been thugging in these radio streets since, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
she
like,
deserves
yo, after all that hard work, yo, congrats on all your hard work, and I'm glad it's happening at a time where, like, bad things happen.
Yeah.
So good things are happening on top of the bad.
Okay.
But I feel like it might even be overdue.
It is overdue.
Yeah.
Even when she was doing it on the radio by herself,
right.
With no co-host, just talking to the streets of New York City, and people was eating it up and loving it.
And you was always scared to go to her radio show because she's going to give you the business and embarrass you and put you on the spot.
And ran out of town for that, too, honey. That's how good she is.
Yeah, Diddy, everybody was after her.
Baby.
It was a bunch of stuff going going on back then. Mm-hmm. She was talking about everybody, honey.
Okay. All right, y'all. Up next, find out what celebs had the best and the worst red carpet looks for the 2019 BET Awards. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion?
Okay, so last night was the 2019 BET Awards, and some stars came to slay, honey, the red carpet, and others came to... Well, I'm not quite sure what they came to do, but I'll just let you guys, honey, be the judge of them. Y'all ready?
Yes. Sure.
Ready? Okay. First up, honey, Lil Nas X. Now, he walked the red carpet, honey, with the last white man, honey, Billy Ray Cyrus. So let's just check their list.
Miley Cyrus' daddy.
Oh, Miley Cyrus' daddy.
Okay, y'all.
I thought he looked nice. It go with his whole, the whole town road situation.
Not the whole town.
Oh, what's it called?
Old town road.
Oh.
I think I smell a remix.
Porsche's bad. Okay.
Now, but he giving you like, I mean, I know you're from Georgia, but he giving you like Miami cowboy vibes.
Yeah. I like it.
Well, he needed some glitter in it. He should have put some Swarovski crystal.
See, now you're making him a queen, okay?
Anyway, y'all, up next, honey, the Queen Bee, baby, Miss Lil Kim, honey, she strutted the red carpet. Now, do you guys know, honey, what look was she going for, honey? Let's take a look, honey, in this hip area. Like a Chinese cat.
That was more like was that like a girdle with hips in it? I don't know. Well, honey, she had that hand up, honey.
Like the Chinese cat at the Chinese restaurant. That way,
man. No, you smart to want to do like this.
Yep. You know what I mean? I got one of those at the house. Throw your blessings, Lil Kim. Throw your blessings.
And all right, y'all, and last up, honey, baby, is Miss Black China and her behind, baby. Let's check this out.
No, ma'am. That's Dolly Parton.
Bitch, that's Dolly Parton.
That's not Black China.
Or Tran Mulla Anderson.
Yeah, girl.
No, ma'am.
She went to Hollywood.
No. All I hear is hee-haw.
All right, don't forget to tune in tomorrow on Dish Nation because Chuy Martinez is going to be dishing with all the stars in the red carpet. You don't want to miss it.
Okay, y'all, moving on. Actor Pooch Hall wants everyone to know that he's got everything under control. Recently on the TV show Lip Sync Battle, Pooch surprised everyone with his impersonation of the iconic old school Janet Jackson. And let me just say, honey, he did the damn thing, y'all. Mm. Take a look. Do y'all think he did a good job of pulling it off or what?
Yeah. Almost like scarily, because like Janet Jackson's shoulders were really wide in that video, or like he's built like Janet Jackson.
I feel like when he was younger, he knew that routine anyway.
He already knew that routine.
All right, y'all, coming up, this is what happens when no one in Hollywood will hire you. Heidi Frankentone will tell you what Roseanne Barr is doing for a check after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms. At Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, I'm assuming that you guys are both down for a Miss Universe or maybe a Miss America. Not going to have any arguments from there. You're on board.
Yeah, I'm on board.
All right, well, let's see how you feel about this one. This is Mr. and Mrs. America Tour.
It's a pageant that for couples?
See what you think of this. It's an upcoming stand-up comedy tour featuring Andrew Dice Clay and his friend of 30 years, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What is that show? It's just like, who can be the filthiest top? I mean...
Yeah. Is it a political show? Because she's obviously a far-right Republican.
Yes.
And it seems like Dice would be liberal.
Yeah, because we had Dice on the radio show. Yeah. He comes in. He seems like a guy that's just like, whatever. I don't really care.
So they're on stage just roasting each other? I would love to go see that. This is
hickory dickory dock.
I'm not sucking your
All right.
I'm just trying to think like what it would be.
That was it. That's it.
You just gave away the whole show.
The whole show. Save your money on the tickets.
We just did Mr. and Mrs. America tour right here on Dish Nation.
I guess tickets for this show go on sale this Friday, but there's only two shows. One in Dice's living room and one in her room.
So, see how it goes.
Right.
We'll test it out.
All right. Well, Tone Capone, we love when you stop by. Actually, it's your first time stopping by, but you've been on Dish many times, and we love hanging out with you.
Second time. He's been here before.
Jesus Christ.
How much Hennessy you drink last time?
She forgot me. Everything's going wrong right now, Heidi. Jeez.
Oh, thanks, Tone, for hanging out with us.
All right, anytime.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.